It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. This is Total Information AM on KMOX at 8:36 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. In the hours before, during, and after Hurricanes Helene and Milton struck the South, mapping technology has been one tool used to help residents and give perspective on the destructive force of those storms. Joining us, Anthony Schultz, incident lead for ESRI's disaster response program. Anthony, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Megan. Hey, Tom. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you. First of all, what is ESRI?
Yeah, so ESRI, we're the global market leader in geospatial technology. That means is we really excel at providing the kind of maps, data analytics, governments, whether you're state, local, federal, need in order to predict kind of the pathways of the hurricanes that you just spoke about in Milton. Most folks' interaction with GIS is through mobile applications, like on your phone, right? So think of navigating to work in the morning with Google Maps or Apple Maps. That's the kind of product we produce, and we do it just on a much bigger scale.
So tell us about a couple of the technologies that you had. I saw some of the graphics for the Know Your Zone app that was available for Florida residents during these storms. Tell us a little bit about how that one works and what it showed people.
Yeah, so Know Your Zone, that's a product put out by the state of Florida. And it's built on ESRI's technology, ArcGIS. And we talked a little bit about visualizing kind of where that hurricane's going, right? And so to kind of communicate where residents are going to really need to take action and to protect themselves against that hurricane, one of the best things they can do is evacuate. Well, to know where you're going to evacuate, you need to look at a map, right? And so those local jurisdictions, the states, they're really honed in on communicating the zones of where the greatest danger lies for those residents as a hurricane makes landfall. And so they're able to just click on a map and kind of display to residents by county who needs to evacuate, who's likely okay to stay, and what zone that each one of those residents are located as that hurricane moves through. So those residents can always stay prepared to kind of evacuate themselves or get out ahead of a pending storm.
Anthony, I use an app called Rain Aware. I see there's one that ESRI has called Hurricane Aware. Tell us what that is and how that is used.
Yeah, so Hurricane Aware, it's the same kind of thing, right? We really want folks to know what's kind of going on with the weather around them. And Hurricane Aware is really meant to track hurricanes across their path of impact. So it's one thing to know where a hurricane is at. You see a lot of NOAA information. You'll see a lot of AccuWeather information, kind of giving folks insight into the path of that hurricane. But it's a completely different thing to know the impact of that hurricane as it's going to make landfall. And so once you get into Hurricane Aware, I'm glad you were out investigating it. It really tries to lend insights into the impact that hurricane is going to have as it tracks across the landscape. So how many people are going to be affected? Pulling in some of the census data and laying that on top, what is the poverty levels of the folks that are going to be affected? Do people have access to cars? And all of this really lends insight into the kind of response posture state governments or local governments might need to be taking out ahead of that storm.
You mentioned the layers of these maps. So what sensor and imaging technology do you rely on for this mapping?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of data that can be utilized within a geographic information system. One of the most powerful ones is what we call remote sensing. And remote sensing is just taking observations from afar, right? In this case, it's satellite information. And so we're able to ingest a lot of that satellite information, regardless of the type of sensor. And that spans everything from thermal imaging all the way to the kind of information and sensors that are picking up the weather data that is used to help track and predict the course and resultant impact of Helene. And so one really good example is from a satellite called VIRS. What it's giving us insight into is the thermal imaging information that we can kind of collect from space. And so much like hurricanes are in the news now, you've also likely seen the large wildfires in the news. And so we can kind of track not only where hurricanes are going, but the hottest part of where these fires are burning from space.
Now, when it comes to those satellite images and other sensors that you use, have the weather conditions around these hurricanes impacted the ability to really see what's on the ground?
Yeah, that's a really good question. As late as last night, we were talking with a lot of our satellite partners on how to get aerial imagery so that we can start doing things like damage assessment from space, right? Really giving states and organizations like FEMA an idea of where the most damage is kind of located so they can get a start on helping these folks out. But the real problem is clouds, right? Collecting data from space is all well and good as long as we can see. And so when you have RGB, just red, green, blue, kind of your normal picture and imagery that you want to start utilizing for incident response, we really need a clear sky for some of the imagery. But interestingly, if you or some of your viewers are interested and want to go down a rabbit hole, there's a data type called SAR, Synthetic Aperture Radar. And we can kind of see through the clouds with some of that data collected from space, which allows us to start acting a little bit more proactively as a hurricane makes landfall, regardless of what those weather conditions are like.
Wow, that's amazing. I will completely go down that rabbit hole. You got me for sure. What other ways can you use the technology that we're missing here?
Yeah, no, great question. So what we really look for is what's called a common operating picture. And what that does is it allows not only the residents that are experiencing that disaster, but response agencies like local fire departments or your state emergency management or even FEMA to operate off the same sheet of music. And what that really requires at the heart of it is kind of a common live map, right? We talked about the layers. Satellite data is just one of the ways we collect data. Regardless of how much satellite information we have, we always want to ground truth that information. And so utilizing some of the mobile field applications, we're able to go out and start triaging damage, putting these tools in the hands of urban search and rescue swift water responders, so they can kind of mark homes that have already been searched, who got found where, tracking people that are displaced at shelters by just taking pictures of their driver's license, right? And all of this data is collected in the field through these applications and plotted with the location on that same map, allowing everybody to kind of get a picture of the scale of the disaster and exactly what they're dealing with moving forward.
Do you see this technology as being able to help those agencies down the road once we're beyond like the crisis stage of being able then to go back and see, did they respond appropriately? What can they do differently? Do they use it that way?
Yeah, so we typically call that an after action review. Some military folks, if you've got listeners that are veterans, might call it a hot wash. But really what we're looking at is we're playing back that data. Right. And so we're able to track responders. Where did they go? When did they go there? At what time did all of this data start getting collected? Did we have the appropriate response plans in place? And so you're able to start piecing all this data together to kind of come up with a a really good spatial story at the end to help responders kind of conduct that after action review on what they did well and what they might want to change for the next time.
Very interesting. This has been the incident lead for Esri's disaster response program, Anthony Schultz, joining us on KMOX. Thank you for the time today.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Megan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.